Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
There has been seasons where I question everything. My ability, my voice, my value. I let fear dictate my every move. I played small, not because I lacked dreams, but because I didn't believe I deserved them. But I learned that boldness is a practice, a daily choice to live authentically and courageously. And slowly through prayer, truth, quiet journaling moments, and bold baby steps, I started to remember who I was. Hi family, welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm Katie Lee, and I'm truly grateful you're here. Whether this is your first time or you've been walking with us for a while, this is a space for healing, reflection, growth, and faith. Over the last few episodes, we've explored navigating relationships, how to rebuild the relationship we have with ourselves, reclaiming our joy, and moving forward after life has tried to shake our confidence. Today, we're stepping into something powerful, what it means to live boldly and fearlessly. Now, let me say this. This message isn't just for those who've experienced deep trauma. It's for anyone who has ever let fear keep them stuck, felt overlooked or underestimated, struggled with imposter syndrome, questioned their identity, purpose, or ability to start again. If that's you, then this episode is for you. Now, what does it really mean to live boldly? Let's be real. Boldness doesn't always look like standing on a stage or making grand declarations. Sometimes boldness is whispering yes to a new beginning, even when your heart is still healing. Living boldly is not about being fearless. It's not about having a perfect plan or waiting until you have it all together. It's about showing up with your whole honest self, trusting that God can use every part of your story for purpose. Boldness is stepping outside your comfort zone, making decisions that align with your true self despite the fear. It's about embracing vulnerability and recognizing that every courageous step, no matter how small, is a victory. It's speaking up when it's easier to stay silent, especially when your voice has been dismissed or misunderstood before. It's pursuing what matters to you, even when it's uncomfortable, risky, or inconvenient. It's setting boundaries that protect your peace, even when others don't understand. It's trusting God's plan over your fears, even when it doesn't make sense on paper. In short, boldness is faith in motion. It's the decision to rise, not because you feel brave, but because you know God is with you. Now, what does fearlessness look like? Fearlessness doesn't mean the absence of fear. It means moving forward in spite of it, with doubt in your back pocket and still showing up anyway. It's saying yes to things that stretch you instead of saying no to protect your comfort zone. It's refusing to let fear write your story, make your decisions, or silence your growth. It's about reprogramming your mindset to see challenges as opportunities for growth and trusting that God's strength will carry you through. Now let's take a look at two scriptures to anchor on that will remind you of your strength. Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Lions aren't concerned with who approves. They aren't afraid to take up space, and neither should you be. Boldness is not arrogance. It's alignment with who God created you to be. You see, you were never meant to stay small because life tried to shrink you. You were never meant to stay quiet just because your confidence was shaken. You were created in boldness on purpose and for such a time as this. Listen, overcomers, I get it. There has been seasons where I questioned everything. My ability, my voice, my value. I let fear dictate my every move. I played small, not because I lacked dreams, but because I didn't believe I deserved them. But I learned that boldness is a practice, a daily choice to live authentically and courageously. And slowly through prayer, truth, quiet journaling moments, and bold baby steps, I started to remember who I was. And more importantly, whose I was. You see, once you know who you are and whose you are, everything changes. You stop asking for permission to be powerful. You stop apologizing for your light. You start living like you belong in the room and in the calling. Now let's get practical. How do we live boldly every day? Boldness isn't just a mindset. It's a muscle. And the only way to strengthen it is to use it daily, intentionally, and with grace. So here are four ways to help you live boldly even while you're still growing. 1, clarify what boldness means for you. Boldness doesn't look the same for everyone. For some, it might mean starting your business. For others, it might mean resting when you're used to overworking. Boldness begins with clarity. Set intentional goals. Identify one or two areas in your life where you feel as if fear have held you back. Write down specific achievable goals that push you just beyond your comfort zone. Ask yourself, what have I been afraid to do but keep thinking about? Where in my life have I been shrinking back? What would it look like to show up fully in this area? When you name the fear, you take away its power. 2, use scripture and affirmations to build confidence. You don't have to wake up feeling confident to become confident. Start your day speaking truth over your life. Remind your spirit who you are and what you carry. Try these. I was created on purpose and for purpose. I am bold. I am courageous. And I am capable of overcoming any obstacle. God goes before me. I will not fear. Deuteronomy 31:8. I am walking in God's plan for my life. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 37:23. Speak it until you believe it, then speak it again when you forget it. 3. Take one bold step this week. Think of something bold you've been avoiding, whether it's initiating a difficult conversation, choosing yourself, starting the project, simply saying yes to an opportunity, wearing the outfit that makes you feel like yourself. Don't wait for the perfect time. Remember, bold living is built one small step at a time. Boldness grows through movement. You don't have to leap, you just have to move. And when you do, confidence will start catching up with your carriage. 4, stay connected to life-giving community. Boldness is contagious. Surround yourself with people who will uplift you, encourage your boldness, and remind you of your strength when you forget it. Find community, whether it's a friend, a faith group, a therapist, or this podcast family, where you can be encouraged and held accountable. Share your bold goal this week with someone you trust. Let them cheer you on. You don't have to walk boldly alone. You were never meant to. Friend, I don't know what challenge you're walking through right now. Maybe you're bouncing back from a hard season, navigating uncertainty, or standing at the edge of something new. But what I do know, you don't have to wait until you're fully healed, 100% sure, or completely fearless to live boldly. If that was the case, then If Only One Overcomes never would have started. You just have to be willing. You were created to shine. You were built to grow. And there's more in store for you than what's behind you. Well, overcomers, we are at the end. This week, I challenge you to take one bold step that reflects who you're becoming, not who fear tried to convince you to be. It might feel scary, but remember, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the decision that something else is more important than fear. Maybe it's applying for the opportunity. Maybe it's setting the boundary. Maybe it's speaking truth over yourself when doubt creeps in. Whatever bold step you take this week, know that I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Next week, we're slowing things down and leaning into something we all wrestle with, trusting God's timing. After you've taken bold steps and started walking in confidence, it's easy to be discouraged when things don't happen right away. But healing, growth, and purpose all take time, and God is never late. So join me as we talk about what it really means to wait well, have patience in the process, and trust that God is working even in the unseen. Because the waiting season is not a wasted season. It's a part of the journey. Now, if today's episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who might need it. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, or connect with me on social media at If Only One Overcomes. I would love to hear from you. And as always, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.